This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His assistance and guidance and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the adverse consequences of our deeds. And we testify that whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever He misguides, then none can guide. And we request praises and blessings upon the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there's no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. To my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube and on Twitter, Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. I am basically in a type of cockpit here, so you will see me looking around. And at the beginning of this broadcast, you did see me again looking around as I catch my breath with all the different platforms that we are trying to stream on. Obviously, COVID-19 and lockdown has pushed us to do things that we probably, it's not something I didn't think of, but probably I wouldn't have done up to this point. So alhamdulillah, we've gotten to the stage where we can run this particular program across multiple platforms. And as I find my feet with it, I thank you all for your patience. And I thank you all for your also kindness and your support in not being too upset with the different technicalities that occurred or might occur. Today's session, brothers and sisters in Islam, is for you all, especially during these last few days of Ramadan, subhanallah, as we close our special month, this unprecedented month, right? A month like no other. We will tell our grandchildren about it, and our children will tell their children, subhanallah, and they will tell their grandchildren of how, subhanallah, we spent Ramadan, and Mecca was empty, and the Kaaba was, subhanallah, had so much space around it, there was hardly anyone around it, and how we had to convert places in our homes into masajid, and so on and so forth. It's an unprecedented month. And subhanallah, this unprecedented month is leaving us in an unprecedented way. We always, every Ramadan, we say this was the fastest Ramadan ever. And wallahi, I feel that this was the fastest Ramadan ever, even though last Ramadan, I said that it was the fastest Ramadan ever. Allahul Musta'an. Honestly, I cannot understand. I mean, the last date I remember proactively with regards to Ramadan was the 2nd of May. And today, we are on the 16th of May. Where these last 2 weeks have gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. In any case, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has passed and bless what remains. And this particular program is to hear your questions and answer your questions so that we can successfully close the last part of Ramadan and successfully manage the processes of the last part of Ramadan, such as the Zakatul Fitr or the Sadaqatul Fitr, matters pertaining to the day of Eid, and any other matters that you may have. Alhamdulillah, since we announced the program, questions were already coming in, and we'll start on Facebook here very quickly. Also on YouTube, if you have any questions, you can drop them inshallah in the live chat. And let me get Twitter open just in case anyone asks on Twitter. 1 second, please bear with me. There we go. So that we give everyone their due on Instagram. Alhamdulillah, I'm getting your messages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Jazakallahu khairan. And I hope you've all been following in earnest my Moments with the Quran series this Ramadan. Just a short 5 to 10 minutes, mostly 5 minutes or 5 to 6 minutes, mostly. I hope you've been managing to follow the lessons of these moments, alhamdulillah. And I'm hoping that, you know, through you following them, you also have something to share with your family during your home Taraweeh as well. All right, so we have a question here. Barakallahu feekum. Bismillah, one second. All right, we have a question here about someone has an issue with flatulence. So they have a problem holding their wudu for long periods of time, and they're asking about these particular nights, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and what can be done with regards to this. Is it better for them to pray, to pray salah less and engage in other acts of worship, or is it still better for them to pray the salah? Brothers and sisters in Islam, with regards to this, let us discuss something that hasn't been asked, and that is what are the best acts of worship to do during the nights or the last 10 nights of Ramadan as we search for Laylatul Qadr. Okay, this is important because we have the Sunnah to guide us, and no doubt we have a lot of good deeds that we can do. There's a lot of good deeds that we can do. However, we want to do the best of them. We don't want to leave that which is good at the expense of that which is better. If we can do that which is better and in the process also take care of that which is good, then this is ideal. Now, with regards to the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the best actions we know from the Sunnah are three. Number one, i'tikaf, which this year obviously is difficult because the masajid are closed. Number two, standing the night. Right, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stands the night in prayer, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having good positive feelings about Allah rewarding him or rewarding her, Allah will forgive their previous sins. So this, we should stand the night. Salah is from the greatest acts that we can do during the night. Now, if you've memorized less and you follow a madhab that allows you to hold the mushaf whilst you read, you can hold the mushaf and you can read. If you follow a madhab that doesn't allow you to hold the mushaf and read, then you can recite whatever you have already memorized. If you've only memorized Suratul Ikhlas, then repeat Suratul Ikhlas, right? Until you are satisfied with your standing, and then go into ruku'. And then when you stand up again, repeat Suratul Ikhlas, no problem. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that Suratul Ikhlas is a third of the Quran. And the scholars have two views about this. Is it a third of the Quran in meaning or a third of the Quran in rewards? And the answer to that question is, alhamdulillah, there's no contradiction between the two views of the scholars. And Allah's mercy is vast. And since the hadith is general, it says it's equivalent to a third of the Quran. Inshallah, it means equivalent to a third of the Quran in rewards as well as in meaning. Now, along with this, we have also been taught that whoever reads Suratul Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ, whoever reads Suratul Ikhlas 10 times, Allah will build them a house in Jannah. Right? So repeat Suratul Ikhlas and stand. So this is from the great acts during this night. The third great act during this night is to increase in dua, and more specifically, seeking forgiveness. And more specifically, saying, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That, oh Allah, indeed you are, you are the one who pardons, and you love to pardon, so pardon me. Okay? So these are from the three important things that we should do. Giving sadaqah, we should do, but don't give sadaqah in a way where you have to go out and in the process you miss standing the night or as much as you can of the night. Or you miss reciting the Quran. Yes, if you feel tired from standing, then sit and read the Quran. Because the idea is to have a relationship with the Quran throughout the night, either through reading the Quran outside of salah, or reading Quran inside of salah, or studying some meanings of the Quran, or reading an English translation of the Quran. You really want to attach yourself to the Quran, because no doubt the Quran was revealed during the night of power and decree and virtue. That said, a person who has flatulence, meaning they constantly break their wudu, they have gas, and it's difficult for them to stand, as our questioner is saying here on Facebook, we say that if your situation is such where you cannot hold wudu, right, every few minutes your wudu breaks, then your situation is like the one who is excused, who has continuous bleeding, for example, or has continuous droplets of urine, for example. In your particular circumstance, the scholars say, you make wudu at the beginning time of salah, and that wudu will last you until the next salah. As long as you don't do anything else that breaks wudu, like sleeping or going to the bathroom, for example. Okay, so you make your wudu, for example, at Isha, okay, and any gas that is released between Isha and Fajr, it doesn't break your wudu. But when Fajr comes, you make wudu again. So your wudu is intact from Isha until Fajr, and you can pray your salah like this, and you are excused because you have a circumstance that is beyond your control. And as long as you don't break your wudu through any other act, like going to the bathroom or sleeping, your wudu is intact. So we say pray the salah and you are excused, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Tayyib, the next question is, Saudiya is one day ahead of Pakistan in Ramadan. When Saudiya has an odd night, we in Pakistan have an even night. And when we have an odd night, Saudiya has an even night. More than half of the world starts fasting with Saudiya. And people here in Pakistan say we don't have good telescopes. That is why the moon scientists cannot see the moon the first day. And so we start fasting the second day. All right, I get the gist of the question. Allah bless you. Hala Noor. May Allah bless you. And Allah also bless. For some reason, I'm not sure why the questions disappear. But nonetheless, khairan inshallah. Allah bless the previous questioner and Allah bless Hala. Hala, you are supposed to follow this Ramadan as per your country, as per the scholars of your country and what they decide. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صومكم يوم يصومون وفطرتكم يوم يفطرون, that your fasting happens the day everyone fasts where you come from, and your Eid al-Fitr, your Eid, is the day everyone eats and doesn't fast. Right, so you follow the way of your people, what the scholars, where you are, what they decide and what they do. You follow that, okay? And in your case, Laylatul Qadr will appropriately be on the night when it's supposed to be, based on the practice of your people, okay? So it doesn't matter if it's an odd night in Saudiya or any other country and an even night where you are. At the end of the day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to search for the night of power during all the 10 nights of Ramadan. And this is a mercy, because it could happen, it could be that it happens on an odd night in one place and then on that same odd night in a different place. Or it could be that it happens on an odd night in one place and it might be an even place in another. Both explanations are plausible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is vast, right? So if, for example, it's meant to be the 23rd of Ramadan during 1 year, and Allah knows best, this is the view of the majority of the scholars of Islam, that Laylatul Qadr moves from 1 year to the next year. So if it's meant to be on the 23rd this year, and it's the 23rd in one country, then Allah will send the rewards on that night. And if it's on the 23rd in another country, then it will be on the 23rd when they fast. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is vast. So we shouldn't have doubts regarding this. What we should do rather is understand that we should search for the night during all the nights. And this way we are safe. Because if, and this is a matter of the unseen, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when it is. And that's why we say the explanations are plausible. If it's meant to be the 23rd, then it will be the 23rd when it's the 23rd in one country, and the 23rd when it's the 23rd in another country. If it's meant to be one night, and it might be 23rd in one country, 24th in another country, or 22nd in another country, then we say, khalas, search for it during all the 10 nights. And if you do so, irrespective of when it falls, alhamdulillah, you will be safe. You will be safe. I understand somebody can say, what if it's the 29th? And in one country, 29th is on a different day to the other country. Then the first explanation is plausible, that Allah will give it on the 29th in the countries that is the 29th, and give it on the 29th in the countries when it's the 29th there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The point is, please don't busy yourself with all these thoughts. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to search for the night during all 10. Even if he was confident that Laylatul Qadr was on the 21st or the 23rd, he would remain in itikaf until the end of Ramadan. So we should search for the night until the end of Ramadan, irrespective. I mean, some people are saying now that last night, mashallah, it rained so much in Mecca. It was an odd night. It was the 23rd night. And we have some narrations that talk about the 23rd night being Laylatul Qadr. So last night, was a good chance that it was Laylatul Qadr. If last night was Laylatul Qadr, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah to bless us with the rewards. But that doesn't mean we stop searching because we just don't know. We keep on searching as per the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib, my question is, this is from Hafs. What time is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr is during the evening time. It's the night of power. So we search for it throughout the night until true dawn of the next day. Until true dawn of the next day. Tayyib, let us see on Facebook, on YouTube if we have any questions. Bismillah. Alright guys, on YouTube, if you are following, you can drop your questions in the live chat, inshallah. Let's take the next question here. Barakallahu fiqh ya Faris. Ameen, ameen, wa iyaq ya Faris. Jazakallahu khairan. Tayyib, concerning the situation of COVID-19. Subhanallah, where did that question go? Tayyib, I don't know why questions are disappearing from my screen for some reason or the other. Allahul musta'an. It seems like Facebook is hiding them. It's only allowing me to view just a few. All right, there's a lot of questions about Eid during lockdown. Can we pray at home? Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is from the contemporary matters. And in these matters, we should follow what the consensus of our local scholarship tells us to do. That is what we should follow. All right, because this is a matter which is contemporary. It's unprecedented, as we said. And in some countries, things are on total lockdown. In some countries, things are on partial lockdown. So we should follow the guidance of the scholars. In terms of a fiqh discussion about this, just general knowledge, this is not giving a fatwa. You should follow the fatwa of the people back home. If you have a partial lockdown and you are living as a Muslim minority, then in this particular case, based on the hadith of Anas, we can say that a small group of people under the scholarship of that particular society, they can perform the Eid prayer, even if it's just a few of them, but with the Islamic scholarship of that particular society leading on this and taking care of all the rules and the social distancing and so on and so forth. And then after they complete the Eid prayer, then you can perform the Eid prayer as qada, right? As something that you missed with your family at home without any khutbah, but taking care of the extra takbirs that you normally perform when you observe the Eid prayer. So this is for general knowledge, right? Because we know that Anas ibn Malik, he missed the Eid prayer. So the Eid prayer did take place, but he missed it. So what did he do? He observed it as at home as qada, in the same way as Eid is done when you are with the congregation. The only difference is there was no khutbah, okay? So this as general knowledge, especially if we have some community leaders or imams or chaplains listening in, what you can do is discuss what is viable in terms of the rules and regulations with regards to COVID-19 where you come from. If they allow a gathering, for example, of 5 people, then you can gather 5 people, everyone standing 2 meters apart, and you can observe, meaning the imam of the community, he leads the Salatul Eid and he does the khutbah, and then everyone at home after the khutbah can do qada of the Eid Salah with their families as per the hadith of Anas. This is for general knowledge, I reiterate. But if you're living, for example, in a Muslim majority, like for example in the Middle East, then no doubt here you follow strictly what the leadership says and what the council of imams and scholars say. That's what you follow. But if you're living in a Muslim minority, then we have this precedence from the Sunnah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. However, all this depends on what your local Islamic scholarship says, because from a fiqh perspective, this is a matter of jurisdiction. I am not allowed to tell you what to do in your community. The imam of your community has to tell you what to do. So from a fiqh perspective, I am blocked from telling you what to do in with regards to this matter. I can give you general knowledge, but what you should do is follow what your local Islamic scholarship teaches you. Barakallahu fikum. I don't know if we have any questions here on Instagram. Brother, I have a migraine. Can I close my eyes during the prayer? Yes, you can close your eyes during the prayer if there's a need. In Sheikh, from an Islamic perspective, the day will be after Maghrib or Fajr. No, from an Islamic perspective, when you're searching for the night of Laylatul Qadr, it starts from Maghrib. Right? We follow the lunar calendar. And the lunar calendar starts with the day, not the night. Okay? So I hope that answers that question. We're just taking some questions here from Instagram. MashaAllah. طيب نزار بارك الله فيك. I hope you got the answer to the question. We've answered it. And Ummu Tazamu, I hope you also got the answer. Please clarify the issue of Salatul Tasbih during these nights. Something new that I've been hearing. The general rule, Ya Ridwan, is if it's new, stay away from it. That's the general rule. If it's new, stay away from it. Right? And stick to that which is not new and that which has no difference of opinion between the scholars. You should stand the nights praying Qiyamul Layl in units of two. As per the normal salah. As per the normal salah. As per the normal salah. So as for Salatul Tasbih, we don't know that this was a practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or a practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the last 10 nights particularly. Yes, I am aware that some scholars of hadith have considered the report regarding Salatul Tasbih to be acceptable, but many others have considered the narration to be weak. But nonetheless, we are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and no scholar tells us that it was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even those who considered the hadith about Salatul Tasbih to be acceptable, no scholar tells us that it was a practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Rather, he stood the nights praying in twos as normal salah is prayed, with Fatiha and then a recitation from the Quran, and then your normal ruku' and the adhkar of ruku' and your normal sujood and the adhkar of sujood. Yes, prolonged ruku' and prolonged sujood because of prolonged standing. So the prayer balances out. If your standing is long, then your bowing should be slightly longer and your prostrating should be slightly longer, and so on and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Alright, so someone is advising me to open up the screen so I can see all the questions. Ah, excellent. Barakallahu feek. It's loading. Wa alaykum salam, ya mahbub. Sorry, I'm only seeing it now. Now I can see the questions. Thank you very much, ya Ijaz, for that guidance. Jazakallahu khairan. Tayyib, Muhammad Usman. Assalamu alaykum, ya Sheikh. Can I use Quran from my phone to perform tahajjud? If your scholars, if you follow a madhab that allows this, and the Hanabila, for example, permit it, the Hanbali madhab, that you pray your salah, because it's nafil salah, and voluntary prayers, the rules are relaxed, and you hold your mushaf or you hold your phone, this is absolutely fine. But as I said, if your local Islamic scholarship forbids this, and they say it's not allowed, it will affect your salah, then as I said, you don't have to read from the mushaf, you just have to recite from that which you've already memorized. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Tayyib, another question states, please, my question is, what type of income is qualified for zakah? What type of income is qualified for zakah? I don't understand the question. But I will ponder over it. Let me just go through some of the comments and see if we have another one very quickly. We have our brother Landers from South Africa. MashaAllah, from Cape Town. Barakallahu feek. May Allah bless you. Ahabbakallah. May Allah love you. Abu Bakr says, can a man rape his wife? Absolutely he cannot. Absolutely not. This is haram for him to rape his wife, ya Abu Bakr. Allahul Musta'an. This is haram and forbidden, and a person who does this will be dealt with in an Islamic state with a punishment. And even in an un-Islamic state, in across the world, this is forbidden. Even in marriage, this is forbidden. Tayyib. With regards to the question about zakah and income, I'm going to just take a guess in terms of what's being asked. I believe he's asking about, how do I pay zakah on my salary? Because I get my salary monthly. In answer to this question, we say that to make life easier, especially since we earn differently than before, nowadays our money comes in at the end of the month and nobody audits their zakah in this way, where every month they're ticking a box to say, I got this money in May, how much of it do I have in June, do I still have it in July, and so on and so forth. Nobody does this, and this is difficult. So the scholars say, to make life easier, what you should do is have a fixed date in the year when you pay zakah. A fixed date in the year when you pay zakah. And when that date arrives, whatever money you have with you, pay zakah on it. Even if the money came to you a month before the date was due. Why? because then you don't have to worry about paying zakah only 12 months from now. Now, if someone says that, Sheikh, I got the money in May and my zakah is due in June, and I know I won't have this money from May with me next year, then we say, khalas, if you're not going to hold the money for 12 months and you're confident you're not going to hold the money for 12 months, then you don't pay zakah on it. But a lot of us don't know. A lot of us feel that next year I will have the nisab, just like I have the nisab this year. So I have the threshold for zakah this year, and I'm confident next year I will have money above the nisab. If you are confident that you will have money above the nisab next year, even if you got the money a month before you were supposed to pay zakah on all your money. That way it's done, alhamdulillah. It's done and you don't have to worry about it 12 months from then. Because if you don't do so, you will have a difficulty that will be very hard for you to manage, and you most probably will fail. And if you fail in this, then what will happen? This is a pillar of Islam. You will be sinful. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Tayyib. Tayyib, I need more question here, Muhammad Abu Bakri Siddiq. My money was locked up with a financial institution. What does locked up mean? Does locked up mean you didn't have access to it? Or I need to understand. Yani, when you say locked up, was it like a pension program? Or was it like a savings program where you have to be a certain age before you can actually benefit from that money? Please send me an email, inshallah. You'll get my email from my Facebook page. What can we do with the authority bans Eid? All right, we've answered the Eid one. Sheikh, I need more discussion about the Ramadan days, the first 10 days, the second 10 days, and the third 9 or 10 days. What do you need, Ya Abu Bakr, Sarkiwa? What do you need to know? Ramadan is 29 or 30 days, and we have the first 10, the second 10, and the third 10. But all these 10s are all Ramadan. It's all the month of Ramadan, all right? They're all special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the hellfire every night during these 29 or 30 days, alhamdulillah. Tayyib, can you please brief us on how to make the night most beneficial, keeping in mind that we have to go to work the next day? I spoke about this in my lecture yesterday, my Friday lecture on how to, what to do during the night of Laylatul Qadr. And I wrote a Facebook post also, which you can find below, inshallah, tips on how to manage the night. And if you have to go to work, then no doubt you have to sleep. And if you have to sleep, then you want to sleep for the first part of the night. Okay? You want to try and sleep for the first part of the night. And during the last third of the night, you want to be awake. Okay? For the last third of the night, you want to be awake. So if you have to sleep, sleep during the first part of the night. Any part before the last third. And then during the last third, make sure you engage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. My question, what time is Laylatul Qadr? We said it's till Fajr, till true dawn, as Allah tells us in Suratul Qadr. Tayyib, alhamdulillah. Well, we've answered these questions, walillahil hamd. We've answered these questions, alhamdulillah. We answered the Eid questions, alhamdulillah. For those asking about what to do during the night, please read my Facebook post below on tips of how to manage Laylatul Qadr, where I speak to you about having a good day and so on and so forth. It's a few posts down, inshallah. And it's also on my Instagram page if you prefer. I've written for you 10 points on how to help manage yourself during Laylatul Qadr. On Instagram, we have Nizar saying, Alright, Nizar, we answered the question. Nizar is asking a similar question on Laylatul Qadr and how to manage it, and whether it's the first part of the night or is it during the day, and so on and so forth. Barakallahu feekum. Tayyib, Aminata is saying, when do the last 10 nights of Ramadan begin? The last 10 nights of Ramadan begin on the 21st night. Marks the beginning of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is the view of many of the scholars, based on the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, Farah is saying, if I've read Witr with the Imam, Can I pray during the night? Yes, you can. If you pray with the imam, you can pray during the night. You can pray during the night. However, you don't pray another witr. You only pray one witr. So if you pray the witr with the imam, then you can wake up and pray by yourself at home, but you only pray one witr. You don't pray another witr. The witr you prayed with the imam is the only witr that you pray. Right. Wahida says, can we pray Taraweeh in four? No, you pray Taraweeh in two. Salatul Witr is different, but Salatul Taraweeh, we pray it in twos. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sunnah is twos, Salatul Layli Mathna Mathna. The salah of the night is done in twos. Tayyib. Okay. Someone is asking, do I only say Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, or can I make other dua? Ibrahim, you can make any other dua that you want to make, but you should increase by saying Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Someone is asking, is halal mortgage in the UK allowed? Wallahi, I need to see the specifics. There's different people, different organizations that offer what they call halal mortgage, right? They call it halal mortgage, but we only know if it's permissible or not when we read the contract. So I cannot answer that question right now until I see a contract. All right, Hala Noor says, if a person breaks a fast or doesn't fast without any valid reason, just because it's hot or feeling thirsty, what's the kafara? No, if the person is extremely thirsty, they feel they are going to be harmed, then that's a valid reason to break. Or if it's extremely hot and they feel they're going to be harmed, then that's a valid reason to break, right? So you're allowed to break the fast if you feel that you're going to be harmed because it's too hot, it's unbearable. You sincerely fear for your life, you're allowed to drink or break your fast, but you have to make up the fast. But if you're asking about a person who, under normal circumstances, breaks their fast, then they are sinful. They are sinful. And the penalties of breaking the fast during the day of Ramadan apply. And there's a difference between the madhahib in terms of what it entails. Some madhab say you are sinful and you have to just make up the one day. But some madhab say you have to fast two consecutive months as well. So you need to speak to your local scholarship about the penalty for this. And your local Islamic scholarship can validate whether the person had grounds to break their fast or whether they didn't. Does zakah include the value of our possessions? No, not your personal belongings. It doesn't include your personal belongings. Zakah is only for what you consider assets and wealth, not personal belongings. Sheikh, are dolls haram? Cartoon dolls like Frozen? I don't know what Frozen is. I don't know what Frozen is. However, for children, for them to learn and develop their motor skills and so on and so forth, dolls are permitted. But don't buy the Barbie dolls. Personally, I don't like them. And I feel the way they are shaped goes against the instructions of the Sharia. But if you buy abstract dolls, like teddy dolls and the woolly ones, etc., where they have a shape, but the shape is not, they don't try and be precise with it, then this is fine. The Barbie ones, stay away from them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Also, the Barbie ones don't teach you good character, right? It doesn't teach you modesty, Allahul Musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worship. Ameen. Please, I have interest in studying Arabic, Islamic studies. Can you help me with scholarship for my studies? Wallahi, Akhil Habib, I would advise you to write to Islamic Online University or Knowledge International University. Also, we've just launched a program, alhamdulillah, called Our Islam. Our Islam, www.hourislam. H-O-U-R, Our. H-O-U-R, ourislam.com. You guys can all visit it and register. Registration is free currently. Okay? So, www.ourislam.com. There's premium, mashallah, lessons by strong students of knowledge that have been prepared for you all free of charge currently. So go and register. It's very easy to register. You can register with your Facebook account or with your Google account, and you don't even need to receive an email. Immediately once you register, you can log in and you can start studying. And there's a course on Ramadan which will teach you about the last 10 nights of Ramadan, you can start studying that. There's also courses on Islamic finance, buying and selling, marriage, the pillars of Islam. So many courses, and very simple. Each lesson is 5 or 6 minutes, and it's done in a way that won't make you bored. So can everyone, can I request everyone to immediately open up a browser and type www.ourislam.com. And as soon as we are done, register inshallah and start studying, and you will benefit. There's no need for any scholarship. Alhamdulillah, it's available for free, and the information is quality and authentic and upon the way of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah. Taib, I'm only going to take a couple more questions. Taib, somebody's saying, can you guide us? Oasis asking, can you guide us about how to maintain a balance between the dunya and the akhirah? Always, I strongly suggest that you listen to a talk of mine called The Three Eyes of Success. The Three Eyes of Success. Okay? I strongly suggest that you listen to that talk. Please search for it. The Three Eyes of Success, Sajid Umar. And inshallah, you'll get tips on how to manage everything. Bidhnillahi ta'ala. Is it forbidden to be angry with your husband? No, you can be angry with your husband. That's human nature. You can be. This is from the Awsaf al-Jibiliyya. It's human nature. Allah doesn't hold you accountable for human nature. If your husband does something that upsets you, you're allowed to be upset, right? However, Allah will hold you accountable for what you do. It doesn't mean you're angry that you can violate the rights of your husband, okay? So remember this, all right? Remember this. You can be angry, but don't act on your anger. A lot of brothers and sisters from Nigeria, mashallah. Wallahi, Ijaz, you are right. Nigeria is the hotspot for teaching Islam, mashallah. I see this in our online programs as well, in Knowledge International University and many other programs. Whenever things are open, there's this sincere zeal from the Nigerians to learn Islam authentically in English. I've seen this. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Allah bless the Muslims of Nigeria. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Where do you get a tayyib? Assalamu alaikum. What about working as an agent where you get commission? Is it permissible? Yes, you're allowed to get commission as long as what you're selling is halal, and as long as you are not part of a pyramid scheme. Pyramid schemes are haram because of ambiguity, high levels of ambiguity. So pyramid schemes are haram, but if you are selling something halal and you get a commission, this is fine. Is it forbidden to be over emotional while fasting, being sarcastic, being angry? Wallahi, brothers and sisters in Islam, it's not only about when you're fasting. Generally in life, you shouldn't be sarcastic, overly sarcastic. You shouldn't be overly angry and so on and so forth. And the fast is meant to train you to have better character. So why do you want to fast and have character which is not from the character of fasting? All right? I mean, over emotional, this is a human nature matter. All of us experience different things and we feel what we feel. Okay? But we will be held accountable for what we do. We will be held accountable for what we do. All right, I'm going to take the last question here from Instagram. All right, it says, Sheikh, can we calculate the day according to the lunar calendar? If today is the 23rd day after Maghrib, it will be the 24th. No, you calculate the days in Ramadan. Well, you calculate the nights in Ramadan. You calculate the nights using the nights, and you calculate the days using the days. So if it's nighttime and it's the 24th night, right? Then the 24th day will be the next day. So you say, I've completed 23 fasts and now I am searching for Laylatul Qadr during the 24th night, and tomorrow I will complete the 24th fast. I hope that answers the question. Taib, who is eligible for receiving Zakatul Fitr? The poor and the needy. Very good question. The poor and the needy are eligible to receive Zakatul Fitr. And Zakatul Fitr is between, some scholars say 2 kgs, some say 3 kgs. I think if you are at 2.5 kilos of whatever constitutes your staple food in your country, then this is the amount that you have to give per person. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to pay using a sa', one sa' of raisins, or one sa' of barley, or one sa' of dates, right? But a sa' is a unit of it's a unit of volume. It's not a unit of weight. It's a unit of volume, right? So what you put inside this container that represents the volume of a sa' will differ naturally in terms of weight, depending on how if you put raisins, if you put dates, and so on and so forth. Okay? So what we say to be safe, since we don't use volume today, we use weight predominantly, we say if it's around 2.5 kilos, this is safe. And if you want to be more generous, go up to 3 kilos. Between 2.5 and 3 kilos of whatever the staple diet is, if it's rice, then 2.5 to 3 kilos of rice. And you give this to the poor and the needy. I said last question, but now the questions are coming. Subhanallah. Where were you guys 45 minutes ago? Allah bless you all. Can we give sadaqah for the deceased in these nights? And they will get the rewards of the years. We can give sadaqah for the deceased. But will they get the rewards for Laylatul Qadr? This is not something that I know. This is not something that I know. But you will get the rewards of being good to someone during the night of Laylatul Qadr. And you will get the rewards of having done it, inshallah, over 83 years, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But do the people get the same reward? This is not something I know. And it's a matter of the unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But what seems likely is no. They will get the rewards of your sadaqah. But you will get the rewards of having the sadaqah in a night which is better than 1,000 months. Tayyib, a parent preventing me from going to work because of COVID-19. There are no new cases for me than 2 weeks. And no active cases. Any advice? Wallahi, you should listen to your parents. You should listen to your parents. Right? As long as you're getting paid, you're working from home, they're paying you, and the work is not forcing you to come to work, then you should listen to your parents. But if your work is forcing you to come in, and if you don't come in, you will be fired. And then you won't be able to take care of the financial obligations upon you to your wife and your kids and your parents. Then in this case, you can go to work. You can go to work because listening to our parents is conditional. From the conditions is that they shouldn't be harm. Right? And this is a harm. But don't disrespect your parents by raising your voice. Right? Don't disrespect them by raising your voice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. When is Laylatul Qadr? We said search for it during the last 10 nights. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. But most likely during the last during the odd nights of the last 10 nights. And even more likely during the 27th. So search for it during all 10. But do even more during the odd nights. And do even more during the 27th. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Can I make dua in English in Salatul Tahajjud? Yes, you can make dua in sujood, in your night prayer, on condition that all the obligatory parts of the salah are completed in the Arabic language. So when you go into sujood, you have to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in Arabic. Once you're done with the obligatory parts of your salah in Arabic, then you can make your dua in English, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Bismillah, mashallah, Allah bless you all, I see you all. Sheikh, zakah can be given to a non-Muslim? No, zakah cannot be given to a non-Muslim. Zakah is only for Muslims. Unless you feel confident that if you give them, they will accept Islam. Here, the Sharia allows it. Or if they are harming you, and if you pay them money, they will stop harming you, and you don't have any money besides zakah, then you can give them. But generally, in terms of the poor and the needy, only zakah is for the Muslims. Sadaqah can be given to non-Muslims. Okay? Assalamu alaikum. Alright, before I answer that, can I perform fasting when I experience spotting, non-continuous, but not fresh blood like menstrual? You should fast as long as you are not sure that your menses have started. As long as you are not sure that your menses have started, you carry on fasting. Okay? So if you are, if you're not sure, and spotting is not normal regarding your menses, and now you see spotting, you carry on fasting until your bleeding begins. From the outset, you are clean. You have to fast. Unless you have evidence that now you are on your periods. That evidence has to be certain. So if you see spotting and you're not certain, you fast and you pray salah as normal until you are certain that your menses has begun. And as a result, then you do not you don't fast those days, you postpone until after Ramadan. MashaAllah, my dear brother Adil from Perth, MashaAllah, it must be pretty late there. May Allah bless you, ya Adil. Well, we're in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, MashaAllah, so it's not late. We spend the nights up, MashaAllah. Allah bless you, Habibi Adil. Jazakallahu khairan. Brothers and sisters, this brings us to the end of today's interactive Q&A with you all. Jazakumullahu khairan for all your time and your patience and your questions. And I hope the answers were clear. But as usual, You guys always contact me via email and Instagram anyway. So inshallah, whatever questions we didn't get to answer, I'll try and answer them there. Jazakumullahu khairan. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our month and bless what remains and make our ending stronger than our beginning. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And grant us the rewards of Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah forgive our previous sins. And may Allah free us from the hellfire. And may Allah bring to us many, many more Ramadans whilst we are in good health and good life and good iman. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Hada wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Don't forget to visit the website www.ourislam.org. I think it's .org or .com. Wait, let me check for you very quickly, very quickly, so that we get it right. One second. It's ourislam.com. Ourislam.com. Please don't forget to visit ourislam.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.